Tisk, tisk, tisk. That's the third time you've been stopped today. What did I tell you about looking where you're going? If you're going to become an adventurer, you need to remember to check for traps before just running into these situations. That mistake could have very well just cost you your life. There's a reason why you need a license before you start freelance adventuring. The guild will not be held responsible for your untimely demise. If you think what I'm putting you through is a lot, just wait until you get to the official test. You will be put into a group with 9 other people and put through the ringer. It's the only way to ensure only the best of the best are the ones out there risking their lives. If you can barely hold a broadsword, what good are you against a dragon? You're not. That's the thing. You, my dear, are far too impulsive. While speed is a good thing in a fight, when you're traveling, you need to take your time, especially in open areas like this that are so clearly trapped. Were you even looking at the tiles? That was your first mistake. I made sure to put a symbol on each of them. Look down at the ground. Do you see which one you're stepping on? It's a spider's web. Now, what do you think that could mean, my dear? Right again. It means that you're trapped. Magically frozen in place by the spell. Now I have to teach you your lesson, and we have to start all over again. I thought this was going to be a quick session, an hour at most, and I would have the rest of my day to do what I want. I'm starting to get the feeling you're doing this on purpose. That you enjoy bratting and getting a rise out of me. It's not like you to dislike the punishment for failing either. With a snap of my fingers, you find yourself naked, the magic rope still in place. Opening the fly of my pants. You know what's coming next, don't you? Oh, you're excited, right? One of these days, you're going to learn to actually look beneath you. You know, to pay attention to your surroundings. Until that day comes, I'm just going to have to keep fucking that lesson into you. Hole already left sloppy and loose from our previous 2 times. It's kind of a miracle that you're even able to take anything at this point. Still leaking my cum. You only made it a few steps before you got caught. The time before that, you were trapped in the gelatinous goo. I had to instruct it on how to make you cum. I don't think I've ever seen you orgasm harder than when you were completely surrounded and floating in that warm puddle of bliss. The first time you made it about halfway, before you ended up stepping on a different trap. One that had vines holding you in place, almost like these ropes. At this rate, you're not going to make it to the other side before the end of the day. You need to get yourself together, my dear. This is bad, even for you. Now I have to fuck you before bringing you back to the starts. You forced my hands. And knowing you, well, you're just going to step on this one again, aren't ya? That's not very convincing, dear. Not the little noise you made as I slipped inside. Not the pathetic little no you made. None of it. I think you're having fun. Dodging the tiles that look particularly heinous. You keep missing the ones with fireballs or arrows or really weapons in general. And yet you seem to find each and every one that lands you in bondage. Some would say that's a coincidence to give you the benefit of the doubt. But they don't know you. They don't know what a huge brat you are. I'm not so convinced you're innocent in this, dear. Judging from your sounds, this is the outcome you were hoping for this entire time. Quickly filling the room with your moans of pleasure. Ugh. You move yourself backwards, trying to take more of my cock. Don't like that I'm not going in all the way. Not yet. If you're going to keep making this difficult on me, well, I'm just going to make it harder for you to come. Consider it a little tick for tack, if you will. You made this bet. Now it's time for you to lie in it. The only person you have to blame for this predicament is yourself, right, Brett? I bet you wish you could touch yourself right now, but instead you're ignored. Only your hole gets attention as my cock thrusts into it. Starting to moan louder, you feel my tail snaking around your neck, starting to choke you a bit. Oh, it's all right, dear. You don't need to make a noise to let me know how good you're feeling. In fact, you don't even need to talk at all. You should work on listening more. It is a valuable skill, one that you lack. Would show me that you're actually taking what I say to heart, that you're trying to be an adventurer. From what I've been seeing all day, all you have done is waste our time. You're so easily distracted. The thought of getting my cock is enough. It just throws you off your game. It's really sad, you know? I mean, what kind of self-respecting adventurer has no willpower? probably the same one that isn't going to pass the test and get their license. See, I want to help you. I think you have potential to be one of the greatest adventurers this world has ever seen. But you need to focus. You need to actually try. You can't keep fucking around just because it feels good. I know you think I'm pretty when I get upset with you like this. I know you love how my cock feels splitting your hole in half. But you just can't fuck your way out of every situation, dear. Not when you're an adventurer on the roads. Not everyone is going to accept that as payment. and they might demand something more, something like your life. I'm trying to teach you how to survive. You sought me out for this. You asked for this program. Told me that you could handle the intensity of it because it rivals life on the road. I don't want to see you hurt. You have potential. You just need to tap into it. You're never going to be able to accomplish that by bratting. It just gets you in this situation every time, doesn't it? And you end up learning nothing. Instead of listening, you try to defend yourself, only to feel my tail tighten again, knocking the air out of your lungs. If you're going to give me bullshit excuses and tell me it was an accident, that you didn't mean it, that it was a mistake, well, I don't want to hear it. I can see the smirk on your face from a mile away. This is what you wanted from the start. You're thrilled to get it. Loving how my cock's bumps massage your inner wall, bringing you closer to the edge. You feel my hand start to stroke you in time with my thrusts, matching the pace exactly. As my tail relaxes, you cough, trying to catch your breath amidst the pleasure. Despite everything feeling wonderful, you still want more, don't you? Such a greedy brat. Of course you want more. It's never enough. You want it all the time. If you could, you would be fucked 24/7. Would happily sign up to be one of the glory old workers if it meant being able to adventure as well. Sadly, you had to make one of the toughest choices that a cum dump has to make, didn't you? I guess in a way you didn't, because instead of becoming the town's cum dump, you just became my personal one. I could feel how you tightened at that, loving the thought of being old. You really are a brat. Like to act all defiant until you get a cock in you. Then you become the picture of obedience. Rocking into my hands. You feel the pressure building up. Your eyes clench shut as my tail tightens around your neck again, closing off any new air from getting in. Love how it makes you get so much closer to the edge. The throbbing becomes more apparent the longer it goes on. As you start to get lightheaded, I finally relax. Moving my tail upwards and shoving it between your lips. Since you're not saying anything important anyways, why talk? Immediately starting to suck on it. My hand speeds up in response, pressing harder. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Don't have any attitude once you're getting fucked. All of that brattiness melts away the second you get what you want. You're all filled. Not happy when you're left empty. Leaves too much space for things like that little voice in your head telling you to be a brat. If you hadn't listened to it, you could be enjoying your free time. Instead, you're stuck in the practice dungeon, getting your brains fucked out by your teacher. You should be thankful I even put up with this attitude of yours. Plenty of other mentors would have kicked you out of their program by now. Lucky for me, they don't get to see how good you look split open on their cock. Oh, happily swallowing everything it's given. You feel so close. Every thrust has you seeing stars. My own cock twitches inside as my grip tightens. Oh, fuck. You're going to come with me, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Going to be good for once in your life and follow instructions. Going to let go and come with my cock. Oh, yes, you are. Come with me, dear. You can do it. Oh, let go and come. Very good. Coming on command like that. Oh. What did you learn, my dear? No, that doesn't sound right. What you were supposed to say is, I learned that I'm supposed to pay more attention to my surroundings and look more closely where I'm going. That's the whole point of this session, my dear. It's almost like you're testing me or something, trying to see just how how far you can push my buttons until I call it quits. Unfortunately for you, I've got the willpower of an ox, so we aren't leaving this dungeon until you finish the task at hand. The sun is still up. I've got no more students scheduled for afterwards. We can be here all night long if you really insist on learning what each and every tile does. You haven't found all of the trap tiles yet anyways. There are quite a few more predicaments you could find yourself stuck in. And I'm sure that sounds lovely to you, doesn't it? Watching as your breath catches, you find yourself looking down at the tiles surrounding you. There's one with some chains in the corner that's going to suspend you from the ceiling for me. Not to mention that the one that has snakes on it would petrify you where you stand. That's not even bringing up what some of the other traps can do. Oh, now you want to know. Of course you do. The whole point is to avoid them so you don't find out what they do. Ever. You can't let your curiosity get to you if you're going to become an adventurer. Sometimes you have to look at something and decide it's not worth it. For example, the tile with the giant mouth on it. Are you going to step on it to see if it might make you feel good? Or are you going to avoid it completely because it's not worth the risk? No. You are going to avoid it because it's not worth the risk. My God. It's like you have a death wish or something. I'm not always going to be by your side. You need to learn to fend for yourself. That's what I'm trying to do for you, brat. You're just making this so much more difficult than it needs to be. For example, look at the tile with the two hands holding something down. What do you think that could possibly do? Right. It holds something down. So, if you were to step on that tile, Can you guess that you would probably be held down to it? Your feet would become like lead or something, and you wouldn't be able to move. Then, whoever laid the trap would be able to find you and do whatever they wanted. That's something we're trying to avoid. So, instead of stepping on the track and hoping for some sort of a kinky adventure, you're going to... You're not going to give in to your cum-dump tendencies, and instead, you're going to avoid it like the plague. You're not going to give away your location, because that means you would fail the entire job. Failing your job is not worth an orgasm, right? No. No, it's not. I know that's hard for you to understand, but if you want to be an adventurer, you need to start thinking with something other than your hole. Do you really want to end up working at the brothels of Ice Point? Then you need to take these classes more seriously. The guild doesn't let just anyone be an adventurer. It's a safety hazard for others as well as yourself. I'm just trying to get you to take this seriously, my dear. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm giving you a cold dose of reality. I want you to succeed. I really do. You have some of the greatest potential I've ever seen. You just also happen to get distracted really easily and give in to your impulsive thoughts, and you don't really think about the bigger picture of things. If you can hone your skills, get a bit more practice under your belt, and really, really take the lessons I teach you to heart, I think you're going to be great. But right now, you're not much. You're nothing but a bratty cum-dump right now. Is that really all you want to be? Then actually apply yourself this time, dear. I believe in you. I wouldn't have taken you on as a student if I didn't think you had what it takes. The only person holding yourself back is you. So, how about you try your damn hardest this time and actually take the test seriously for once? Thank you, my dear. With a snap of my fingers, the spell is gone. You feel the rope disappear from your body in an instant, leaving behind marks on your skin. Pins and needles shoot through your limbs as you realize you went numb in the position you were stuck in. The magic just kept you from feeling it. This might be the most effective form of punishment for you. Taking your hand in mine, we start to walk back to the start. I expect you to actually try this time, all right? It really would be a shame if you had to take another load, wouldn't it? Ha, 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 ha.